Hey, this is 5 Minutes with Elvin. You're listening to Henry IV, Part 1 by William Shakespeare. Let's recap what we've learned. Henry IV, Part 1 is a history play by William Shakespeare. For the history plays, a briefing of the differences between fact and fiction will be given. In Shakespeare's plays, mostly in Henry IV, Part 1, Henry IV, Part 2, and Henry V. Henry IV is constantly struggling with issues of guilt, legitimacy, and the strained relationship with his son, Prince Harry, also known as Prince Hal. In history, Henry IV is often depicted as a capable and decisive ruler with political sensitivity. In Shakespeare's plays, Henry IV is a usurper who deposed Richard II. In history, Henry IV, as the first monarch of the House of Lancaster, was a legitimate king who deposed Richard II by a strong claim to the throne through his grandfather Edward III. In either case, Henry IV did depose Richard II. In Shakespeare's plays, Richard II was killed by the order of Henry IV. In history, Richard II was probably killed by his captors. In Shakespeare's plays, the Percys, especially Henry Percy, also known as Hotspur, are a constant threat to Henry IV's power. In history, the Percys were Henry IV's allies who betrayed him once. In Shakespeare's plays, Hotspur is much younger than Henry IV. In history, Hotspur is only 3 years younger than Henry IV. In Shakespeare's plays, Hotspur is killed by Prince Hal. In history, Hotspur was killed at the Battle of Shrewsbury. In Shakespeare's plays, Prince Hal is depicted as a wayward youth, wild and irresponsible, spending time with comical rogues like Sir John Falstaff. In history, Prince Hal was a dutiful and capable heir to the throne, and played a significant supportive role in his father's reign. Sir John Falstaff is purely fictional, as Shakespeare's own creation. There is no historical equivalent to Falstaff. Falstaff serves as a central comedic figure in the plays, offering a contrast to the serious political and personal themes. Many interpretational potentials of Falstaff are now discovered by contemporary scholars. Back to Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 1. Henry IV, Part 1 is the second play in a tetralogy, with Richard II preceding it, and Henry IV, Part 2, and Henry V following it. The play surrounds the reign of King Henry IV of England, focusing on two major events. 1. Henry IV's strained relationship with his son and heir, Prince Hal. 2. The rebellion of the Percys, led by Henry Percy, known as Hotspur. The beginning of the play presents Henry IV as the usurper of the throne from Richard II, and he is haunted by a sense of guilt. Henry IV is also presented as a much troubled king, facing in the south the Welsh rebellion led by Owain Glyndwr, or Owain Glyndwr, who defeated his army, and facing in the north first the rebel Scots, and later his own subject Hotspur, who refused to turn in the Scots he captured when he fought for Henry IV. Henry IV is not only troubled as a king, but also as a father. he is disappointed in his son, Prince Harry, known as Prince Hal, who leads a rascally life among rascals. Among the rascals Prince Hal befriends, Sir John Falstaff is the closest to Prince Hal. In fact, Falstaff is a low-life version of a father figure to Prince Hal. Falstaff is a combination of an obese body, worldly desires, witty humor, and occasional wisdom. Prince Hal later adopts a decent way of life as a capable and responsible heir to the throne. He claims that it is his plan to befriend low-life company and later completely transform himself. He claims that this is his plan to show people how able he can be and how much he can do. Prince Hal's rascally way of life is highlighted by the prank devised by one of the rascals he befriends, Poins. Poins pretends that he is planning a robbery and invites Prince Hal and Falstaff, but he's in fact planning to rob Falstaff as a prank, and Prince Hal is invited to be part of it. Such a way of life comes to an end for Prince Hal when his father, Henry IV, sends for him to fight in the civil war against the Percys, who decided to turn against Henry IV because they helped Henry IV become king, but the king fails to return the favor. Prince Hal returns to the palace. Henry IV, his father, expresses his disappointment in him and his worries that Hotspur, with his courage, ability, and serious attitude, may have more right to the throne than Prince Hal. Prince Hal knows it is time for him to reform. The rascal prince becomes a heroic defender. His rascal friends become brave soldiers. The Percys try to overthrow the king in vain. During the Civil War, in the battle at Shrewsbury, Prince Hal saves his father's life, defeats Hotspur, and proves himself a capable heir. Henry IV wins for the time being. Most of the Percy leaders are put to death. Falstaff survives by not fighting at all. Still, rebel armies remain, and another battle has to be fought. This is where Henry IV Part 1 ends, and Henry IV Part 2 begins. This is 5 Minutes with Alvin. I'll see you in class.